Justin Flugpack with you, joined now by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Holton Wildcat boys basketball as the Wildcat boys are 12-6 and currently 10-2 in the Big 7. They've won four consecutive games. Coach, your team playing well, taking care of business. You beat Hiawatha 57-42, then beat Riverside on the road 57-37 earlier this week. Again, getting off to pretty good starts in these games, and even with the push somewhere along the way, it seems like your team has responded. Do you feel like they're playing with more confidence and just playing together a little better right now than they have all year?
Yeah, you know, we played well early. But we didn't have enough or too much in. You know, lately we've gotten guys back healthy, playing, you know, kind of the same group that we've been, adding a few, you know, a few guys here and there. But, you know, we finally have everybody back. Hopefully the sick bug stays away, but it's good to get the, you know, core group, kind of have our role guys come off the bench and do their role. And not trying to have to be, you know, the third guy or the fourth guy. They can just be, you know, our sophomore group can come in off the bench and just do what they do well. So it's been nice to get back in a groove. I think, you know, even back February 3rd, getting that win in overtime at up at Nemaha was good for us. And we've just been on a roll since. So good to see. Good to get back in the winner's column, and we got to keep keep the gas on the pedal.
Yeah, that overtime road win in Seneca kind of kickstarted this little winning streak. It's a great time of the year to be winning games. And, man, your next two are going to be tough, obviously. Undefeated and number one ranked Sabetha coming in on Friday night, and then Perry LeCompton next Tuesday to conclude the regular season. So you got a lot to play for. It looks like a first-round home sub-state game, but you still have the opportunity to get a couple sub-state games at home, which would be great. So a lot to play for, but some great opponents coming to your place here to finish the regular season.
Yeah, you know, we've talked to them all year, but especially here down the stretch, you want to be playing your best ball right now, and what a great opportunity to show to see where you're at. We talked, you know, I think if Sabetha was 4A, I think, you know, they'd be up and they'd, you know, they'd have a great shot as well. I think they're, you know, they're the number one team, so they have, I know they're looking in their 3A, they're looking to win their sub-state and go make noise at the tournament. And Perry's the same way. I think, you know, they're 14-4 maybe, doing really well. So, you know, if we can come in, we can compete with these guys. These are high-level teams. This is, honestly, our schedule kind of worked out about how you'd like it. Get two really tough ones to end the year, and kind of propel you into that two-game tournament. I think if we can compete with these two guys, we can compete with our sub-state group and see where that falls. But, you know, it's not going to be easy, but it should set us up well for our next three or four games, however many we get.
Final thought, I mentioned the win streak, of course, and that helps a lot of different things. But do you get the feeling right now that maybe just the overall energy on the team, just the chemistry, I guess, and some of the confidence? Or what other things are you seeing from this team that's been kind of a difference maker that will hopefully carry on now through the end of the year?
Kind of like I said earlier, you know, early we were just kind of playing our four out motion, pass, cut, screen away. Lately we've been running a little more structured offense, and we'll still run our four out. But I think we know what's a good shot. Our shot selection's gotten a lot better. Patience, getting multiple sides of the floor, good passes. I think we're just running better offense, and then you know, I always say when we play tough defense, it's tough to play against us. So I think we've just kind of locked in. As the year has gone, even though we have seniors, heavy senior group, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean those guys played a ton. Some have. Tyson and Ashton and Matt, they've played a lot of minutes over the last few years. But, you know, our guys are kind of, I feel like we're getting into our groove right at the time that we need to. You know, we're becoming more mature, even at still this late as a basketball team, and finding those good shots and knowing, you know, it's our shot, not my shot. Getting to the rim, Our free throw percentage has been going up a ton lately. So a lot of positive things that we like to see. And I think our guys, we haven't talked a lot about where we're at, what it's looking like. But the last few days we've been talking about the opportunity we have and how these last two can really shape the opportunity that we'll get come sub-state time. And we just got to take care of business. So I think while it's kind of, the light is coming towards the end of the tunnel, we know what we got and what we can do. So I think we're shaping up at the right time.
Yeah, I agree. Should be fun. A couple great games here to end the regular season. At least they're both at home. Enjoy them, Coach. Good luck. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you very much. Should be a fun end of the season. Thank you.
Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Boys, the Wildcat Weekly Locker Room Chats on KNZA are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmers Day Bank in Holton, and by Boomer Steakhouse.